From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter promising a full and transparent investigation of the U.S. airstrike at a hospital in northern Afghanistan that left at least 22 people dead on Saturday. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. That bombing triggered a firestorm of criticism from aid groups, including the international medical charity Doctors Without Borders, which operated the medical facility in Kunduz. Secretary Carter says he's ordered U.S. forces to provide any medical need available in the area. Doctors Without Borders demanded an independent international probe of the bombing. Afghan authorities said 10 to 15 Taliban fighters are hiding in a hospital on its grounds. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced tough new measures against Palestinian extremists, declaring that his country is in a war to the death against terrorism. The prime minister said demolitions of terrorist homes will be speeded up, security forces in Jerusalem and the West Bank bolstered, and jailing of suspected terrorists without trial expanded. Israeli police have also imposed new security restrictions on Palestinians in Jerusalem, temporarily barring those who live outside the old city from entering it. Palestinian lawmaker Hanan Ashrawi accused the Israeli government of denying Palestinians' rights. She said they are also allowing and protecting settlers to attack Palestinians everywhere. The settlers are on the rampage, extremists dictating the agenda, the Israeli extremists, and of course this government creating a situation of extreme volatility and violence. Israeli security measures coincide with the final days of two Jewish holiday festivals. This is VOA News. South Carolina.